Introduction. The Freedom Trail is a 2.7-mile red brick and painted path that connects 16 significant historic sites or stops. Its official start is at the Boston Common, and it ends at the Bunker Hill Monument in Charlestown. Most of the stops are free, and many are handicapped accessible, but some may be difficult to navigate for non-walkers. Only the Old State House, Paul Revere House, and the Old South Meeting House charge admission. There are discounted tickets available if you wish to visit all three. The original idea for the Freedom Trail was conceived by William Schofield, a longtime journalist for the now-defunct Boston newspaper, The Herald Traveler. In 1951, Schofield had the idea for a walking path that connected Boston's great collection of local landmarks. With the support of local historians, politicians, and businessmen, the Freedom Trail was born. In addition to the official stops, there are many other interesting things to see and experience near the Freedom Trail. These unofficial stops are often directly related to the Freedom Trail in colonial Boston, but some are simply interesting places. The influence Boston had on the thinking and actions that led to the American Revolution was extraordinary. Without Boston and its unique history, the American colonies' break with Great Britain may have still happened, but not when and how it did. Many historians consider the American Revolution to be among the most significant events in history, and the American Revolution started here in Boston. The American Revolution was truly the birth of modern representative democracy. The U.S. Constitution, which is based on the Massachusetts Constitution, is the oldest constitution in the world. In many ways, the democratic freedoms we enjoy today are predicated on what took place here, in Boston, in the actual places you will visit.